If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the new kidney stone prediction tool that scientific medicine has come out with. Yay. We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about maybe our adrenal glands and some oral hygiene, and we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Today's devotional is in Romans 8, where it says, "But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience and wait for it." That's the hard part, isn't it? Waiting for it. I'm getting a lesson in waiting myself personally. The Lord's just having me wait on some things. And don't forget, keeping Alan Phillips, our vaccine attorney from Asheville, North Carolina, in prayer. He's got a hearing coming up on the 7th on Thursday. Now, mind you, this guy has been going out and helping families who don't want vaccines to do it legally. And, of course, now the powers that be don't like that. So he's trying to take his law license from him. So keep him in prayer. And and, you know, Alan Phillips, just keep me in prayer. All right. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Apparently, speaking of vaccines, there seems to be a disturbing link between vaccines and pediatric cancer now. They say pediatric cancer diagnoses have increased. There's about 15,300 kids being diagnosed with some form of cancer every year, so new cases every year. They say 1 in 8 of these children do not survive. 60% of the survivors are going to experience treatment-related problems like infertility, heart failure, and secondary types of cancers, which is typical of their medical treatments. And, of course, you look at St. Jude's and other hospitals that, you know, treat kids for cancer. If you look at the average, the kids only live about 5 years after their treatment. All right, last up in the quack report, last but not least, antibiotics may stop the growth of new brain cells, according to this study. Goodness. They say antibiotics have been, kind of scrutinized lately. We know that they kind of disrupt the good, friendly floras in our digestive system. But it turns out that aside from that bacteria, they say now recent research shows that even more alarming risk comes to the brain cells. So antibiotics are strong enough, they say, to kill the gut bacteria. But they're also apparently potent enough to disrupt the development of new brain cells in the hippocampus region of the brain.
And that hippocampus part of your brain does house limbic systems, which are responsible for controlling your mood, emotions, instinct, fear, pleasure, anger, hunger, even sex drives, dominance, and care of your offspring instincts, long-term memory, even your navigational, you know, where you are, you know, left, right, north, south, east, west, that kind of thing. And it kind of makes you wonder if pharmaceutical antibiotics may be playing a part then in the epidemics of dementia, suicide, infanticide or abortion, gender confusion, obesity, and violence. Well, one day we'll know for sure, won't we? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Hey, Frank, help me stay on track for the time, because I kind of lose track of time. I get so into my topic, you know. So I try to watch the clock. All right, we're going to talk about the Kidney Stone Predictor Tool. In February this month, 2019, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, New York, is reporting on this new prediction tool for kidney stones. And we've talked about kidney stones before and, you know, how they can significantly diminish your risk of, you know, how you can not get them. We've showed you how to do that. We're going to touch on that again. So if you want to lower your risk of kidney stones, listen to this show. Well, a majority of health problems do come, you know, when our diet or medications is really the culprit for a lot of things, and a lot of prescription drugs can actually increase your risk of kidney stones. So we're going to take a look at all this is that's going on and how we can avoid kidney stones instead of worrying about predicting them, okay? So the Mayo Clinic, the researchers at the Mayo Clinic, they actually tracked a group of kidney stone sufferers for about 30 years. It was like 33 years, really. And they were doing it in order to, you know, glean a lot of criteria that shows risk of kidney stones. So these are patient, really, profiles of disease they're collecting. And medicine is collecting all this data, and they're putting it into the big data system so that artificial intelligence can utilize it in order to predict. It's a prediction tool. You know, when I hear this, I think about, you know, okay, so so these computer algorithms are going to have all these predictive types of applications that, you know, probably would be used by, you know, your health insurance industries, your life insurance industries, even employment sectors. And I think that could have an impact, possibly not for the better. So I worry about all this big data. Now, the collected correlating data to find common elements and who has high risk of developing stones and have repeat kidney stone problems. You know, once you get them, they say your incidence of recurrence is high. So here's a brief list of their correlating factors. They found that patients start out young having stones. They're predominantly male, and they have usually a high body mass index. They're a little overweight. And then females that do get the stones, they're usually because they've had a history of pregnancy and a family history of stones. So females do get them, but not as prevalent than as the men do. And so, you know, if you ever seen somebody with kidney trying to pass a kidney stone, it's not pleasant to watch. It's very painful. It's not comfortable at all. And lots of rolling around on the floor. Well, I can see by the clock, Frank. We're going to take a break. So I'll be right back with more.
Are you prone
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk. We're going to bust up some ghosts. Yes, we're going to be talking about how we can bust up some real, real kidney stones here. I'm going to read you this quote from Dr. John Lisk, MD at the Mayo Clinic at the Epidemiological Project. These are the researchers that, you know, kind of got together and wanted to have a prediction tool. He says this: each of the risk factors we identified are entered into our model, which then calculates an estimate of risk, you know, of having a kidney stone within the next 5 or 10 years, end of quote. So medicine goes to the trouble of studying this problem for more than 30 years to predict the likelihood of stones. And my question is, what do they plan to do with it? Well, according to the report that got published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings of September 2019 issue, they say medicine is looking for ways to reduce the risk and recurrence of kidney stones. Well, that's great. Well, they don't need really to look too far to see it really involves what we put into the body. However, there really is no financial incentive for science to educate patients on diet. But there is incentive to develop new studies and new drugs. So far, the research team has developed an app to predict stones in which participants can download, and the data then gets collected on them and any kidney stone events that they may have. So it's just tracking more big data. Also, this is another quote from Dr. John Lisk. He says, by knowing the likelihood of future kidney stone episodes, this could help patients with starting drug regimens to prevent future attacks. Well, I'm going to predict a prediction of my own right here, Frank. We're going to have a kidney stone vaccine. You don't want kidney stones. You got to get this vaccine. That's what we're going to see. Vaccines all around, right? I'm thinking, you know, male elementary school kids probably going to be targeted for that. All right. Let's look at some of the drugs that can create kidney stones. Here's a few of the medications that would give you stones. Allergy meds. So we see a lot of uptick in kidney stone cases with a lot of, with the allergy season, because people are taking a lot of decongestants, epinephrine, and other things like Sudafed and stuff, which, you know, tends to uptick the event. And Frank says that apple cider vinegar dissolves kidney stones. Well, yeah. Well, it, you know, it can rinse a lot of the uric acids that create stones out. Sure. Absolutely. Why not? Other drugs that also can encourage stones are diuretics. They tend to increase the risk of stones, and these drugs are often prescribed to people with cardiovascular problems, you know, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, renal disease. And these drugs create what are called trimetazidine stones. And also your antiviral drugs that are used for, you know, hepatitis and HIV, they also, those pre-test inhibitors that they use to treat those types of infections also make you higher risk of stones. Anticoagulants also on the list, as well as steroids. If you're on long-term use of corticosteroids, it increases the absorption of calcium. It gives you those calcium-based kidney stones. And then chemotherapy drugs, because they break down cells and increase the risk of the uric acid we were just talking about, Frank, creating more stones. All right, and then there's some foods that you may want to, you may be real sensitive to. You may already have a food allergy to some of these, and these can make your risk of getting stones higher. So the typical Western diet really can be notorious for creating our kidney stones. And depending on how rich your diet is in some of these culprit foods and what your genetic weaknesses are, can help determine if you're going to get stones and how frequently you're going to get them. So certain foods cause the kidneys to kind of clog up with particulates, and these particles accumulate on the fine filters of your kidneys and create these stones. So certain foods can create higher than normal amounts of acidic urine stuvites. These are made from ammonia and phosphate, and also magnesium, and also if you have a lot of alkalinity in your urine with high calcium and phosphate, this is also going to cause stones. So you want to be aware of these types of foods and keep them in moderation or avoid them altogether, especially if you have a family history and you're more inclined to have kidney stones. So here's a list of some of the foods. Milk-based foods contain calcium, like cheese, you know, even milk, low-fat versions as well. Stay away from oxalate foods like spinach, beets, and rhubarb create those oxalate stones. A lot of caffeine beverages like soda, coffee, and tea. A lot of people, that's all they drink. They don't drink any water at all. Carbonated beverages, your sodas, really bad. Artificial sweeteners, they impair your kidney function, so stay away from those. And meats, rich, a diet rich in meats, a lot of protein, uric acids building up, stresses your kidneys, creates stones. Sardines, they contain a lot of purines, and they cause an increase in ammonia. And salt, the processed kind, it has no mineral nutrition left in it, very bad, as well as some of your leafy greens like spinach, okra, Swiss chard. They can cause you to have a problem, as well as processed foods affects the co-function of your liver and your kidneys. Nuts like almonds and cashews can also weaken that area. And vitamin C supplements, which totally all from China now, are on the list, as well as chocolate and sweet potatoes. So if you get a lot of kidney stones around the holidays because you're eating a lot of more of these types of foods, this could be the reason. So I don't know if – I don't really personally think we need this predictor I guess kidney stone predictor tool that medicine is coming up with, this app – this algorithm. So we don't really need that kind of crystal ball called the kidney stone predictor tool. But, you know, if you want to determine your risk or likelihood of getting kidney stones, examine your diet and any metabolic weaknesses that you see in your family tree, and then plan your lifestyle accordingly to avoid your kidney stones. Yes, it's doable. And when we do this, we can also reduce the risk of kidney stones caused by a lot of prescription medicines. Absolutely. So, you know, maintenance is power. So maintenance through nutrition and toxin removal will also help us to avoid complications with our organs. So the cleanse and nourish approach is really not new, but it is seldom promoted by our health authorities. So when you adopt a healthy lifestyle and you're mindful of what your organs need to function properly, you have extreme power over your health. So with all the regulations we have in place to supposedly keep us healthy, we find instead we have like an epidemic of ill health and people are propped up by drugs. So the system in place is flawed. It promotes failure. Actually, modern medicine now calls many of the illnesses we get later in life as normal and predicts the masses will develop them. Now, the illnesses have become common, but they're certainly not normal. An example would be if anyone on the planet came down with cancer from Wi-Fi exposure and medicine called that normal. Compare that to Noah, who lived 800 years. And at 400 years of age, he built the ark with his three sons, and it took 100 years to build it. Keep in mind, the people before the flood had a different lifestyle. It didn't include animal meat. So did the consumption of animal foods change man's DNA and shorten the cell telomeres to produce a fraction of a normal lifespan? Something to consider. Well, you know, it's all about tools a lot of times. So when people ask me why I think people are so sick, I say, well, it's a lack of the right nutrients. When you lack the minerals, it's a big problem. Especially today when we don't have enough vitamins and minerals and omega fatty acids, we're left with having to do more to combat the lack and stop the degeneration effect. So I knew when I was in herb school that it was a key to remove toxins, put in good nutrition, and support your immune function, your immune system, so you can avoid the so-called normal illnesses medicine prescribes a mountain of drugs for. So Apothecary Herbs has this kidney stone herb liquid. What it does is it helps cleanse the filters of the kidneys of the particulate buildup to avoid your stones. Of course, diet adjustment is also required. And then an occasional maintenance using herbs is going to help reduce your risk of recurrence. So now I call that a predictor tool, that you can actually count on it. And not because I said so, but because God promises good health benefits from the medicinal herbs he has given us, and God can't lie. So when it comes to maintaining health, it's all about the tools. So call Apothecary Herbs for their kidney stone formula. They have organ cleanses. They have immune boosters. If you want better health, this is where I'd start. The number is toll-free in the United States and Canada at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you want to visit the website, it's thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's amazing how empowered you're going to be. You are just going to be amazed. Herbal Detective promotion. They're going to be rolling that out shortly. It's going to be a fabulous little thing to encounter. I'm all excited about it. It's a little detective work, and you get a little herbal detective certificate and a secret code. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk. All right, we're going to be talking about our adrenal glands for a little bit here. And a lot of people feel like, you know, they're kind of stressed out. A lot of the news they can't even watch anymore because it just upsets them. And I get that. So, you know, in this world, what do you do to calm down? And what do you do to support your nervous system, your glandular system? The average person, you know, has a lot of difficulty wrapping their brain around some of the stuff they're hearing and seeing. A lot of deception out there. People are offended left and right. How do you keep that healthy perspective and just, you know, not lose it? Well, a lot of what helps us keep a balance and cope on a lot of stress when coping mechanism is our adrenal glands. Well, an adrenal gland, what does it do? Well, it's a gland that secretes hormones, and it protects you from becoming overweight. It helps you stay healthy from diseases, protects you from premature aging, and protects you from being a victim of a crime because it gives you that fight or flight kind of adrenaline rush if you need to get out of harm's way. So your adrenal gland secretes hormones to help you accomplish all these things. Epinephrine, cortisol, adrenal steroids called DHEA. So the epinephrine really is your fight or flight hormone. And if that's engaged, you have a higher tolerance to pain. Your pupils tend to widen and your brain function shifts into high gear. And when you're in this phase, you may see things happen in slow motion. It's kind of surreal. But it's sort of like this is where people get addicted to adrenal rush, like people that ride roller coasters, bungee jump, or skydive. And, you know, your adrenal gland is not – it doesn't have a limitless amount of adrenal epinephrine. So you want to not exhaust your adrenal glands. Now, the cortisol hormone that it also manufactures helps you with appetite, regulates immune system, helps with inflammation response, provides you with energy. And some individuals are on prescription drugs to help replace cortisol hormone. And, of course, they can encounter some nasty side effects from those. So pharmaceutical adrenal support, it's kind of tricky business. The cortisol level can become either too high or too low, and that causes all kinds of problems. For example, osteoporosis, kidney damage, weight gain, edema, high blood pressure, yeast infections, immune system collapse, allergies, and even cancer, messing around with adrenal hormones. So modern medicine has really no preventive therapies that can help in the beginning stages of adrenal system issues. So if you get a diagnosis of Cushing's disease or Addison's disease, which is really adrenal cancer, the medical treatment is just drugs or surgery, and that's all they have. Now, the DHEA hormone, also from your adrenal glands, helps your body build protein, assists your immune system in fighting off diseases, helps your cells to repair. So without this hormone, your body can't make male and female reproductive hormones like testosterone or estrogens. They also hold off the effects of your premature aging. So women are more severely affected usually with adrenal gland dysfunction and will experience more difficult transition through menopause or premenopause situations. And then, you know, we see more cases of adrenal gland cancer. So if anybody here knows of anyone that's gotten a diagnosis of adrenal gland cancer, it's the adrenal and superadrenal glands. These are these triangle-shaped endocrine glands that tend to sit on top of your kidneys. And their primary job is to help you deal with stress. And we call this adrenal crisis when your glands are stressed. It's been a major problem recently in our society. Not all cases of adrenal malfunction is reported or even diagnosed correctly. The ones that do get accounted for, we get maybe 300 to 500 cases a year. So the average age of a person coming down with adrenal crisis is a middle-aged person or an elderly person. So adrenal problems are usually picked up on MRI scans when the patient is really preparing for some other procedure or they've been in an accident. And children are really not immune to adrenal malfunction. Most often it will affect female children. Research has really not been able to pinpoint the factors there. Can't really prevent it, they say. So what would be some of the symptoms if you have adrenal malfunction? Well, the most common would be fatigue, weakness, low immunity, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, and depression. And as you can see, adrenal disease can actually mimic other health problems, and this is why it's often misdiagnosed. Many patients are misdiagnosed as having things like depression and insomnia, obesity, lupus even, arthritic conditions, and just menopause. So modern medicine may not have solutions to this problem, but don't get distressed over it. Adrenal problems that there are herbs for that. God has herbs for that. And I would use them. Herbs like mullein, which will soothe the gland. And then if you have an accumulation of too many fluids, lobelia herb will create an excess of fluids off of there. Also helps detoxify the gland. And also what you can also do is ginseng. Ginseng's a nice formula to give on a cellular level support to the glands, to energize them. But then there's also the adrenal gland formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have recently introduced in their line of products. It's up on their website at thepowerherbs.com. And you can also call them for a free product catalog. And the adrenal gland formula tends to help with those things that most people have problems with adrenal gland malfunction, like their circulation's bad, their blood pressure's bad. So the herbs can help with that as well as help the body balance the hormones. Because what it is not a hormone replacement. What the herbs are is nutrition to help the endocrine system balance all that. Soothes the gland as well as improve your skin condition, because people with adrenal problems, their skin gets dry and itchy. Reduces also the metabolic stress and improves the strength and endurance of the glands, so helps you cope with this crazy world we have. So give them a call if you want to check out, get some information on that product. It's just called Adrenal Gland Formula. And you'll be amazed what a good herbal medicinal nutrition can do for you. The number is 866-229-3663 if you want to give them a call. Or you can visit their website at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we've got a few more minutes, and so we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about oral hygiene a little bit. I came across some information here about nutrients that we may be missing to help our oral hygiene out. A lot of people suffer from a dry mouth, bad breath, and a whole slew of other things. So we're going to talk about your tongue, for instance, real important muscle. And your tongue can have some interesting characteristics. Like, just like the palm of your hand, it can also develop marks or lines on your tongue, which can tell your doctor or even your dentist if you have a certain disease or something going on. So the tongue actually can provide clues to your health. Now, for instance, it can indicate if you grind your teeth at night or if you clench your jaw. So your dentist can tell you. He knows all this already just by looking. So we're going to take a look at some of the things your tongue can tell us about you. The tongue is really a very strong attribute. It's really necessary, of course, for speech and eating and swallowing. So the structure of this muscle, the tongue, is covered with pink mucous membranes they call papilla, and it is aligned with your taste buds and your nerve endings. So therefore, the tongue communicates with your brain, tells it when you have eaten really something spicy and hot, or something really cold, or maybe something sweet. So we also get a sense of texture from the food that you're eating, crunchy or smooth and creamy. So for healthy tongues, it really requires certain foods. And so you want to make sure you're getting in your diet foods that have natural vitamin B12, your folate. This helps prevent your tongue from getting ulcers and sores. Your vitamin C will help keep the tissues of the tongue and the capillaries of the tongue strong. And then your iron, zinc, and iodine, also very important elements of minerals for the tongue tissue to stay good and healthy. So without whole food nutrients, the tongue can actually suffer from sensory changes or infections, inflammation, including the salivary glands around your tongue muscle. So without vitamin B12, your zinc and your iron and your iodine, all natural whole food sources now, not synthetics, not single multi, you know, megadose stuff. We're talking about in your foods. If you don't get that, the tongue can actually swell. So if you're not getting those nutrients, your tongue will swell up. So when the tongue swells, it appears smooth, and your taste buds give the surface of the tongue that texture they look like, but they'll disappear when the tongue swells up. Also, swelling also affects your sensory function. Some tingling or burning or even tenderness and numbness can occur. And this is kind of common in middle-aged or elderly women who are not eating healthy. So if there's this lack of vitamin A in your system, it can create a scalloped edge on your tongue. Have you seen that? Some people think, oh, that's just my teeth giving an impression. Oh, I get. All right, Frank, we're going to take a little break. More on the other side.
Thank you.
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about oral health here. We're talking about your tongue. How many shows are talking about tongues, Frank? Just this one. Well, we were talking right before the break that if you don't get enough vitamin A, your tongue can have scalloped edges to it. Most people think, it's just the indention of my teeth. Not so. This can cause actually pain and tenderness along with some swelling in the tongue. Another cause for this to occur is if you have an allergy to spices or maybe to an ingredient in your toothpaste or your mouthwash, or if you're experiencing other conditions like dry mouth, an oral infection, if you're consuming too much alcohol, or if you partake of smokeless tobacco. So there. Here's a quote from Dr. Dale Taylor, Washington Township Medical Foundation, who says this: we don't know why people get canker sores, but it's probably viral. People who are, you know, run down, stressed out, they're prone to mouth ulcers, end of quote. Yeah, it is stress, but it's also lack of nutrition, too. So usually vitamin C and some other things. So I like to use the tooth and gum formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make for canker sores. They're awesome. They're good for cold sores, too. Any kind of oral sore, bleeding, oral infection. I'll gargle with the tooth and gum if I feel like I'm getting a sore throat, and it just kind of clears that pathogen off the throat tissue. It's cool. It's great stuff. So it's not just for, you know, tightening up gum tissue. It's for, it has other benefits. All right. How about the hairy black tongue? You ever see one of them, Frank? I'm not kidding. The idea that your tongue could look hairy and black is real. It's not just something out of the 17th century. It can happen. So what happens is you get a bacteria and a fungi. It builds up on the surface of the tongue. Then inside the taste buds of your tongue, it's kind of rooted there. So the taste buds are really called papillae, which normally shed when and get replaced when new ones come forth. But if you don't have a good diet and you don't have good hygiene, it hinders that replacement process. And what happens is the papillae grow and lengthen, looking like hair. And then the fungi on the bacteria can make the hair look pink or even black or brown or yellow or even green. It's just a rainbow of color there. So if this condition occurs, it's not dangerous, but it's just unsettling. And you got to correct the nutrition, and that'll go away. Get some oral hygiene as well. Black hairy tongue is more common in men than in women. So here's some of the things that can create a black and hairy tongue. There are a number of things that can create that other than poor diet and hygiene problem. If you smoke a lot, if you drink a lot of coffee and tea, because I'm talking high concentration. If you take a lot of antibiotics long term, if you're dehydrated, if you're on digestive medications that contain Pepto-Bismol, as well as if you have dry mouth and you're not manufacturing enough saliva. Also, if you're taking mouthwash and you're using mouthwash on a regular basis, and that can, like, dry out the tissue in there because it's a lot of peroxide. Some people use peroxide, witch hazel, and menthol. but, you know, it dries out. It has an astringent effect, and it can dry things out. If you're under radiation therapy for the head or neck region, can cause it, as well as if you have a lot of intravenous drug therapy going on. And if you're an HIV-positive patient, you can have a problem with black hairy tongue. So what would be the symptoms? Well, most people really don't report any unusual symptoms when they got a black hairy tongue other than it looks like that. They don't really, you know, report any serious significant discomfort. But you can also have an overgrowth of yeast that causes a lot of burning sensation on the tongue. And other symptoms that could accompany this black hairy tongue problem is a tickling sensation on the roof of your mouth or at the back of your throat, a metallic taste in your mouth, nausea, a gagging feeling, or food gets caught and then in this black hairy tongue particulate material, and then you have bad breath on top of that. You want to look for changes. So you want to really be careful of how your tongue looks. Does it look normal? You want to keep a check on it. Does any kind of changes, no matter how insignificant, mention them to your dentist. Do you have any swallowing difficulty? Is your taste changing? Sweet, sour, bitter, salty? Mention that. If the color of your tongue, you know, if it's not that nice, soft pink appearance, you should mention that. If you get any pain at all, especially on movement of your tongue, let's say if you stick your tongue out and it's painful to do that, mention it. If you get a lot of coating on your tongue, a lot of times you got a real bad diet and digestion's poor when you get a lot of coating on the tongue. If your tongue turns red, it's called strawberry tongue, and it can happen in children. Fever can be a symptom when you get an inflamed arteries of the tongue like that. So mention that. Thrush is another condition. It's a yeast infection often nursing babies can get. So white patches appear on the roof or on the mouth, and it coats the tongue. The elderly, if they have weak immune systems, can also get oral thrush. So people taking a lot of medicines can develop thrush. So if you're with drugs like diabetics, if you're on a lot of diabetic medicines, steroids, asthma meds, and antibiotics, they can promote a thrush problem and changes there. And what about oral cancer? Well, in 2017, over 50,000 Americans were diagnosed with oral cancer. So tongue cancer is the second most common head and neck cancer. So the tongue swells and speech gets slurred. And then you get some tooth loss that can occur. along with some bad breath, numbness, and some weight loss. Now, the typical cause is excessive tobacco or alcohol use. Usually that's the case, the person's lifestyle included a heavy use there. Now, if the oral cavity and the tongue develop persistent red lesions or patches that don't want to heal, this could indicate oral cancer. Should have that checked. Young and old can get tongue cancer, and if the condition is not cleared up, well, you could run the risk of, you know, losing your bottom jaw area, the whole palate even, and then you're on feeding tubes, basically. Well, let's talk about tongue coatings, because if the tongue has a whitish coating on it, this could indicate, as I mentioned, digestive malfunction. It can also indicate a diet with heavy use of dairy and wheat products. Too much dairy and wheat create a mucus coating. The oral cavity will reflect the overgrowth of the mucus and will advance into the digestive tract, and then the diet, it needs to get corrected. People with diets heavy in dairy and wheat have usually arthritis and swollen joints, upper respiratory infections, skin diseases like eczema and psoriasis, allergies, frequent colds, and dark circles under their eyes. And with kids, if they're heavy into that type of diet and they have a dairy allergy, they get a lot of ear infections, throat infections, and things like that. So we have a lot of power here over our health and to make dietary changes and can change our diets, change our health status. Actually, if you go from a really poor diet to a really healthy, clean one, in 6 days, your DNA is changing. That's how much power you have with food. So within 7 days, your DNA is completely changed. Within 21 to 14 days, you actually have improved your health and you have done some toxin removal when you go to a clean diet. Now, the Mediterranean diet is really one of those balanced diets that doesn't promote the Western type of diseases we have, which would be heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So it's a really nice diet to convert to. Bookstores are full of little books that you can whip something together in 20 minutes yourself. That's not prepackaged. I tell people stay away from prepackaged stuff because they're coated in really bad oils and usually a lot of dairy and sauces and cheese and really, really hard on the system, the bowel area. A lot of people are allergic to their diets and just don't know it. So if you'd like to check out the tooth and gum formula or any of the, like the natural iodine black walnut, if you're low on that, or any of the nutrients we mentioned for keeping your tongue healthy and well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help you out. Give them a call and ask for their free product catalog. It will be mailed to you, first class mail, and all you got to do is call them, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That is toll-free in the United States and Canada. And also you can go on the website, too, and request the catalog that way. It's totally free, and you can also download the catalog to your website if you want. I mean, to your computer if you want, right off their website. That is thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are the only company that I am aware of that makes professional strength formulations that practitioners use, but you can use them too and order them direct. So check that out when you can, 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog and empower yourself. I am totally out of time, but I'll be back. You know I will. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.